a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, no arrest in the death of a 30-year-old Sayreville councilwoman who was found shot and killed in a car outside her home Wednesday. Prosecutors say Eunice Duum Ford was found shot multiple times in the car on Samuel Circle just before 7:30 p.m., pronounced dead at the scene. They say she crashed her SUV into near the circle, close to the townhouse where she lived with her young daughter. NBC Four reports security camera footage shows the young Republican talking to a man by her car outside her home right before she was gunned down. Governor Murphy says he is stunned by the news, adding her career of public service was just beginning. Rabbis and pastors, public officials, all gathering at a temple in Bloomfield for an interfaith rally against hate tonight. Rabbi Mark Katz says the hate that fueled a man in a ski mask to hurl a Molotov cocktail at the synagogue Sunday is frightening but not new to any faith.
This attack on our congregation was likely motivated by anti-Semitism, and that is one form of hatred. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't others who are dealing with hatred in other forms in their own way.
Katz says that as a rabbi, his job is to remind his congregation that they are safe and have allies in their community that can unite with and against a growing trend of hatred. This portion of the news made possible by Jackson Hewitt. Everyone knows time is money, so don't wait weeks for the IRS to send out your tax refund. Get to Jackson Hewitt today for up to $3,500 with a no-interest, no-fee tax refund advance loan. For eligible clients, loans by Republic Bank and Trust Company. Details at JacksonHewitt.com. A 21-year-old Clifton man is charged with sexually assaulting a teen between the ages of 13 and 15 in Bergen County. NJ.com reports that according to prosecutors, Early Campoverde was busted in Paramus after investigators received a complaint that a child had been sexually abused in Garfield. All 21 New Jersey counties are now within the state's spotted lanternfly quarantine zone. The Department of Agriculture says businesses need to obtain permits for their traveling vehicles, and residents need to follow a checklist.
You're basically promising that you will inspect your car, your vehicle, any items that you're moving. It could be you're moving out of the state permanently, or it could be you're going on a vacation, a camping trip.
Before this latest update, 13 of New Jersey's counties were in the quarantine zone. Looks like the rodents are in agreement. Both Punxsutawney Phil, the world's famous weather-predicting groundhog, and Lady Edwina of Essex County, the beloved groundhog at the Turtleback Zoo in West Orange, both saw their shadows this morning, and that means six more weeks of winter. Now, the Procure Business Report, Amazon has announced it's increasing its threshold for free delivery via its Amazon Fresh grocery service. In order to receive free delivery via Amazon Fresh, Prime members will have to buy at least $150 worth of groceries effective February 28th. Otherwise, delivery charges will start at $9.95 for orders under $50, $6.95 for orders $50 to $100, and $3.95 for orders between $100 and $150. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 39 points at 34,053. Proton therapy, a Procure Proton Therapy Center, is a radiation cancer treatment option that reduces the risk of side effects. Visit Procure.com to see if you qualify. Bitter cold and wind. Welcome to February. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey, all the time.
I listen to you every day. Love listening to you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.
Five, New Jersey fast traffic.
All right, we come with some better news this time around. They've reopened all lanes along the Pulaski Skyway. Northbound had been shut down between 78 and Tunnelly Circle. Open now. Investigation wrapped up, apparently. Southbound side, everything reopened, too, coming down to Raymond Boulevard. But there's still a lot of traffic on the Skyway either way. And the Newark Bay extension of the Turnpike westbound is very slow. Liberty State Park back up to the Newark Bay Bridge, heading up to the main roadway. Car in the truck lanes of the Turnpike looking good. Parkway northbound traffic out of Union back up towards 143. We've got a crash on Route 130 in North Brunswick, southbound side over by Raider Road. Look out for delays getting around that. And the traffic is slowing down, too. If you're going to be riding along Route 88 in Lakewood, a westbound crash over by Ocean County Park to watch out for. And lots of stop and go on 528 Cedarbridge Avenue coming in through the area of Route 88 as well. Leaving New Jersey across the Hudson, looks like things are getting better at the Lincoln Tunnel with a crash on 495 cleared. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Joel Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Slowing at the area of 295 southbound, exit 29 Whitehorse Pike down through to exit 26. 42 south backs up. You're tapping the brakes from 76 down through to Creek Road. And also 676 approaching 42 is jammed from Morgan Boulevard. Exit 3 down through to 76. We have slowing that is bulking up at the 70 area both ways at 41 in Cherry Hill. New Jersey fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by My Place Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the all-new Bet Parks app where odds, bets, slots, and games all come together right in your pocket. Sportsbook and casino in one app. Go to betparks.com. Must be 21 and in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
If it's happening in New Jersey, it's happening on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our impending Arctic blast begins with a cold front passing north to south tonight. There could be an isolated snow shower out there somewhere, but the big story here is the big chill arriving for tomorrow. So you're going to feel that wind tonight. I think thermometers will fall into the mid-20s by sunrise, and they keep dropping tomorrow, closer to 20 by sunset. Tomorrow's the very definition of blustery with a gusty wind up to 35 or 40 miles an hour. It will be mostly sunny and dry, but pretty uncomfortable, especially tomorrow night as the wind chill drops below zero. That's into the danger zone. And then Saturday is going to be frigid. The wind lightens up. We'll have sunshine, but highs only in the mid-20s, below freezing all day. The best news of all, we're warming up Sunday, back into the mid-40s to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Mount Holly, it's 40, Blairstown 37, Brielle 41. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.